Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. Chatting here today with Brian Howells, who is the Director of Rehabilitation with Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
The reason we're bringing you out here today, I understand there's a ribbon cutting going on here next week for a big construction project, a new cardiac rehabilitation gym.
Absolutely. We've on Friday, the 19th of July, so that's next Friday, we'll be having our opening ceremony for our cardiac rehab gym, which is a fantastic project we've been working on for about 6 months here, which will be going from taking our existing cardiac rehab space, which we've been in for about the last 17 years, and having a substantial upgrade to a much larger facility with new equipment and new cardiac rehab electronic monitoring system. And we'll be really excited to have that opening on Friday the 19th.
Why is this such an important endeavor here for the hospital to have one of these?
Well, one of the most substantially impactful life events that a person can have is an injury to their heart, whether that's a heart attack or having heart surgery, either cardiac catheterization or a stent or even open heart surgery. It is a substantially life-altering event. And one of the great services that we provide at the hospital is this cardiac rehab, which is we have specially trained nurses and registered dietitian nutritionists who are able to work with these patients who've had these injuries to their heart and help them to be able to recover in a way that is safe. Because we want to have people return to their normal life after these events, and they can if they can do it safely. So one of the great things that we're able to do is have people return to exercise. We get people on to treadmills, get them on elliptical machines, get them using weights again and stretching and exercising, and they're able to do that in this program that is that we're able to have them monitor it to make sure that their heart is healthy enough as they're returning to exercise.
Talking about maybe some of the features of this new gym and maybe what some of the, I guess, rehab equipment will be?
Absolutely. So we have several treadmills. We have several elliptical machines. We have new steps, which are a basically a sitting exercise bike where you're able to use your arms and use your legs to go back and forth, but you can do it in sitting. So a lot of the folks that are having these heart injuries also have other injuries as well and other things and other joints that may not work as well. So sometimes a treadmill may be a little bit too much impact for their joints. And so if we're able to even start them off on a new step bike that's able to sit and you can still get your arms and legs moving and get your heart rate up and get the blood pumping and get your lungs working, you can do that in a way that's not impactful for your joints. We also have a full set of Cybex weight exercise equipment for arms and legs, and we have free weights and areas for stretching, and it's really the whole key for one of our new projects is that we have a new electronic system of monitoring our people as they're exercising. So for all of our cardiac rehab patients, we have electrodes that we'll have on them that we will monitor their heart rate throughout the entire exercise routine so that we can make sure that they don't have any fluctuations in their heart rhythm as they're going through their exercises. So we have a brand new state-of-the-art electronic monitoring system, which allows us to put the electrodes on our patients and they can walk around the entire gym and we can still keep track of their heart rate and their heart rhythm no matter where they are in our facility. So that's one of our great new attributes, and this is all recorded electronically so we can even go back and compare their previous heart rhythms. We can share those with the doctors and with the cardiologists, the specific rhythms that they had, and we can help them to adjust medications as they're needed if that's anything that we need. And it's just a fantastic way to make sure that we're getting people back to the lives that they had before they had their heart attack or their heart surgery.
The number one goal here, I imagine, is improving patient health here with this.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things that we have a whole team approach. So we have consults with our registered dietitian nutritionist who will come in and they'll talk about heart healthy lifestyle. They'll talk about making sure we're getting people weights. So that's actually the first thing we do when we have people come in is they'll come in and they'll wash their hands and they'll get ready and they'll step on the scale. So that somebody who's had congestive heart failure, that they can go and weigh themselves and see if they're having too much fluid retention, then they can have that conversation with our nurses and with our healthcare professionals and talk about, well, what can we do to help change your lifestyle, to help decrease your fluid retention, to make sure that we're not putting more pressure back on the heart. And these are things that are helping to keep people out of the hospital. And that's really what we want. We want to help to be a partner with everybody in this community who needs help to keep them out of our hospital. And if we can give them these services to help them keep track of their own health, that's a huge benefit for our community here.
And it's great for them, great for the hospital too, I imagine.
Absolutely. So those are things that even that Medicare, that CMS, Centers for Medicare, Medicaid Services, they do track. They do track whether or not people are being readmitted into the hospital. And one of the focuses is on congestive heart failure. So if somebody has congestive heart failure, we can work with them through our program to help them make sure that they are stable, that they're staying active, that they're exercising, that their heart is healthy, and that they're able to continue to exercise and to be healthy without having to come back to the hospital.
Again, the ribbon cutting ceremony going on 4 p.m. July 19th in the new cardiac rehabilitation gym. It's on the first floor inside the visitor entrance there at Ascension Via Christi. Let's talk a little bit more about just beyond that, other care that's offered to heart patients there at the hospital.
Absolutely. So we have fantastic cardiologists that we partner with, and we're able to do cardiac stents that are able. So if somebody has a heart blockage that doesn't require open heart surgery, those are things that we can perform here at our hospital. Again, open heart surgery will need to have somebody go to one of the other facilities, but we can do those procedures right here. And we partner with our cardiologists here and have a fantastic cardiac cath lab that we're actually expanding our cardiac cath lab to be able to do, I believe, two procedures at the same time if it were necessary. So we're constantly improving our cardiac care here at Ascension Via Christi Manhattan.
Again, Brian Howell is our guest here, Director of Rehabilitation there at the hospital. And having that care in your own backyard, I know that's always a big thing here, so you don't have to travel miles away here, and having something like this has to be a big benefit.
Yeah, we definitely have. We've had the program for a long time. Marty Reed, she's our nurse who has been in really the brains and the soul and the spine of this program for a long time, and she is a fantastic nurse and has been running this program, has been trying to get this this upgrade and our services for a long time. And actually, that's one of the great benefits of Ascension Health, that Ascension Health can come in and they can look at the things that we need, and they can say, yeah, we can support that capital project. This is a project that took several months to plan and to come together, and to have the capital support from Ascension Health to be able to do that is really, really beneficial to the people here in our town, our community.
All right, Brian, tell us a little bit more about maybe some of the outpatient services you guys offer here in Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely. So as our as the director of our therapy services for our entire hospital here, we have three outpatient clinics in town. We have one on Seth Child Road, and then one over on Anderson Avenue by the Genesis Health Club, and then one over at our East Points Avenue location over by the Tuesday Morning and Goodwill and Academy Sports over there. And so we have a lot of expansion and growth that we're doing. So as we're seeing growth in our area and our community, we're expanding and growing our outpatient therapy services as well. And one of the greatest areas that we have expansion and growth in, because we have a substantial need for it, is in our aquatic therapy. So we have our aquatic therapy pool that we've been utilizing here since 2011, and we've recently expanded just a few months ago to add a second therapy pool. So now we have two therapy pools that we have, where we have licensed physical therapists or certified physical therapist assistants getting directly into the water with our patients and working in a fantastic environment that is minimal weight bearing for our patients that have arthritis and have knees and hips and things that don't work well in an exercise routine normally. We're able to set up exercise programs and to get them working and to get them walking and get them exercising well in a fantastic aquatic environment. So we're seeing tremendous growth in that area as well. Other things that we're doing is we have a fantastic pediatric program where we see a lot of pediatric therapy for physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy. So we have dedicated therapists who are pediatric specialists, and we've seen tremendous growth there. And we've recently hired another pediatric physical therapist who just started with us a few months ago. She was doing an internship at Children's Mercy, and we were able to bring her here to Manhattan. So she's starting to see patients here as well. So we do Fantastic work with our pediatric patients. So we're doing great over at our East Points Avenue location. And then we're seeing physical therapy patients at our Anderson Avenue area as well. So we have two full-time PTs there who are seeing people who are recovering from sports injuries or just having some back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and able to get them back to doing what they want to do.
Okay, very good. Well, getting back to this ribbon cutting here on the 19th, will there be demonstrations?
Yeah, we'll be able to have people come in and look at all the equipment and be able to see the new space that we have. I understand light refreshments will be there. So for cardiac patients, I think we're doing deep-fried Twinkies and Kool-Aid, I think, will be our chest. Not at all true. We're going to have some heart healthy snacks, hopefully, for our cardiac rehab ribbon-cutting ceremony. And, yeah, we hope people can stop on by if you want and come and check out our new place. We'd love to see it. It's it'll be at 4 o'clock on Friday the 19th, and it's right through the visitor entrance. If you come in through the visitor entrance, there should be a big blue sign on the hospital on the north side of the hospital. It says visitor entrance. So you walk right in the visitor entrance, and we're right there on the left. So shouldn't be able to miss it.
Okay. Again, Director of Rehabilitation there at Ascension Via Christi, Brian Howells, joining us here today. Thanks so much for sharing this information with us.
Great to be here, Brent. I appreciate the time.